This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on government's efforts for the empowerment of farmers. The participants are Harveer Singh, agriculture expert, and Vaibhav Srivastav, anchor.
For paving the path to a Viksit Bharat, it is imperative that our farmers prosper. The current government has been continuously working through various policies and steps to make sure that India's farmers not just prosper holistically, but also become an integral part of the global economy, in which agriculture has been continuously playing a very important role. In the words of our Honorable Prime Minister, the government has been dedicated to transforming our annadatas into not just providers of food, but also providers of energy and fertilizers for the nation. To talk about the welfare measures for empowerment of farmers and how the government has been tirelessly working, especially in the past few months, for the welfare of the farmers, we have with us the agriculture expert, Shri Harveer Singh ji. Harveer ji, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Sir, there have been continuous efforts from the government for the welfare of the farmers. There have been various policies that have been introduced continuously, especially in the past few months. Could you please tell us about these measures, beginning from the changes in the import duties, especially with respect to edible oils?
Yes, if we go the recent decision, the last few days made by the government regarding the export and import policy of agricultural produce, a significant decision regarding increasing the import duty of edible oil is very important for the farmers, because kharif harvesting is going just to start, and we have two major kharif oil seed crop like soybean and groundnut. At the same time, cotton seed is also very important. To protect the farmers' interest of these growers, government has increased the import duty on edible oil as well as the refined oil by 20%. That's why the popular decision, effective duty has gone up significantly to protect the domestic farmers' interest. Because by doing so, government has ensured that there will be no low price edible oil import in the country to affect the prospects of the farmers to get the right price for their produce. I hope that prices will remain above MSP and farmers will get better price for their produce after this decision.
Sir, how much will this decision, especially with respect to the basic customs duty, help the domestic farmers when we see that their produce will now is expected to be preferred by the industries as well as the shopkeepers and the distributors of farm produce, so that the domestic farmers benefit from this decision? And also, what have been the changes in the minimum export duties, especially with respect to the basmati?
Actually, if you see that on crude, soybean oil, palm oil, duties were reduced to zero. So now government has imposed a basic custom duty of 20% on crude edible oil, as well as 20% increase on the refined oil. So the effective duty will be around 32.5% and more than 27.5% on different categories of oil. So in that case, I think that it is good for the farmers. And as you mentioned about the minimum export price for basmati, because basmati is a kharif season crop and India is the largest exporter of basmati rice in the world. Every year we export almost 50,000 crores value of basmati rice to the world. Now, by removing this minimum export price for basmati, basically APIDA issues the registration come allocation certificate to basmati exporters, and there was a condition that any exporter will get this RCAC only when he is exporting at least at $950 per ton. But now this condition has been removed, and it has increased the better prospects for exports as well as the better prospects for basmati paddy farmers to get a good price for their produce. In the next 15-20 days, basmati paddy will start arrive in the mandis. So in that case, it is a very important decision. This decision will make our basmati export competitive in the world. Pakistan is one of our biggest competitor. So I think now our exporters will be in a better position, and if they can make good export and can make good money, they will be able to pay better price to the basmati paddy producer farmer in the country.
So what is the importance of an organization like APIDA in promoting farmer welfare in our country, and how does the government utilize its resources and policies for the same?
Actually, APIDA is the agency which promotes agriculture and processed food exports from the country. And it's a nodal agency to support the exporters as well as to keep check on malpractice for any kind of export, because we have to be a reliable supplier to the world market, and in that case our quality should also be maintained. One more decision government made with Basmati decision, government also reduced this export duty from 40% to 20% on onion, as well as removed the minimum export price condition of $550 per ton for onion. And onion is a two-season crop, kharif and rabi. So now crop will start arriving in the next few days. So around that time when government is making basically good situation or condition for the exporters, so in that case the farmer in the country will benefit for this export as they will get the better price.
So the importance of monsoons has been highlighted in the agricultural scenario of Bharat time and again. And the government has been continuously working towards sustainability in all the fields, including agriculture. Now, with the introduction of Mission Mausam, which has outlay of 2,000 crores to help create a weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat, which will directly benefit agriculture, how do you think that this Mission Mausam will benefit the farmers and work for their welfare?
Monsoon is very crucial and important for Indian agriculture. Almost 50% of our arable area gets covered by monsoon, and fortunately we are having continuously good monsoon rainfall, and this monsoon season is very good. Our reservoirs are overflowing, and that is also good for not kharif but for rabi season also. We will have good availability of irrigation water, and the better predictability of the monsoon or rainfall is very important. This Mission Mausam will use the advanced technology to basically make the right information available to the farmer as well as the policy maker to plan the right thing at the right time, as you mentioned, that to may enable India to climate smart or climate ready. This climate change is a reality now, and the frequency of these extreme weather events are increasing, so that if we have a better setup, if we have a better information system which will make us to take right call, right decision to protect our crops or to mitigate any risk for agriculture as well as for other businesses also. So that is very important, and now this AI and most advanced radars and weather stations are very important. We have good satellites so that we take benefit of the technology also. So climate ready is the need of the hour, and because vulnerability of this climate change affects very badly to our farmers. So if we have good information so that government will also take a call at the right time, we can do the better planning to mitigate any risk. Or at the same time, as now everybody is talking about the climate resilient crops also, recently Prime Minister released 109 varieties of resilient crops. So we have to be ready and we have to mitigate the risk.
So P. Modi's first decision of his historic third term was to disperse 20,000 crore rupees to 9.3 crore farmers under the 17th installment of PM Kisan Nidhi. Along with, as you just rightly said, that he has introduced 109 climate resilient and bio-fortified high yielding crops have been released. The MSP for kharif crops has been increased for the 24-25 season, and farmers are to receive 2 lakh crore through MSP in a major boost to income security. Along with tackling the weather changes, or the vagaries of the weather, as I would like to say, how do you think these steps of putting in more money directly into the hands of the farmers without any involvement of the middlemen will help the farmers in not just sustaining their families, but also going a long way in yielding more crops?
This Prime Minister Kisan Samman Nidhi is an important direct benefit support to the farmers. It goes directly to their hand as a cash incentive. And we have large number of small and marginal farmers. More than 9 crore farmers are getting the benefit of this PBT. At the same time, our MSP and procurement system This is a very big operation in the country. And crores of farmers get benefit of that. As you mentioned, that more than 2 lakh crore will go into the hand of the farmers through this procurement operation. Because this MSP and procurement operation is the most crucial thing for agricultural economy, it ensures the income to the farmer that he or she will get the right price and ensured price, and money will go into their hand. So along with this, as you are talking about the vagaries of weather or climate, vagaries of market, these kind of operations protect the farmer from that. The fluctuation of the prices in the market, because agricultural food prices fluctuates a lot in the market, there is no government intervention. So when government intervene in the market, it protects the farmer from this kind of fluctuations and uncertainty of income. It ensures the certainty that farmers will get actual price of their produce and at the right time.
So along with the weather, there is another very important factor which works or could work in the benefit of the farmers, and that is agricultural infrastructure. By the current government, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund has been expanded to enhance agricultural infrastructure and support the farmers. 40,200 crores of rupees have been allocated across 7 different schemes to improve the farmers' lives and livelihood. So what do you feel would these measures impact, and how would they benefit our farmer brothers and sisters?
See, any finance available or investment in agriculture is very important. This Agriculture Infrastructure Fund and AgriSure Fund will basically cover a lot of operation now. These startups and other entrepreneurs, those who are investing in agriculture or part of the agricultural economy, will get the funding at a very reasonable rate of interest, and the availability of finance is very important for the growth of the agricultural economy. This is going to be very good positive change and support to the entrepreneur and the agriculture to create better infrastructure in the agriculture sector.
So another very important area has been the storage of agricultural produce, which is or has been a major matter of concern for our farmer brothers and sisters. 5 integrated aqua parks have been sanctioned or will be shortly coming into service of the nation to strengthen the fisheries sector, and 3 LMT silos developed for wheat storage to reduce grain losses and extend their shelf life. How important or how major these decisions are?
Actually, the aqua sector is important for the economy because the growth of the fisheries and aquaculture is very high, much higher than the crop production then, and it has good value, and we exports. The shrimp farming is very big in the budget. Also, government made provision for the shrimp producers for investment in machineries related to shrimp farming and other activities of this shrimp farming. And Prime Minister Matasya Sampada Yojana is a very big step supporting the fishery sector in a big way. We have a large sector as inland fisheries also. So I think this is a sector which is growing very fast. As you mentioned about the silos for wheat storage, we are a very big producer of agricultural produce, and storage is always a challenge. With very hard work, we produce the crops, and if we are not able to protect or to keep this produce in a good condition and to get better value of that is not good. But that's why we need better storage facilities, and we need modern infrastructure for storage silos or modern infrastructure of storage where the quality you can maintain. So that's why this investment is very good. And government also have a decentralized storage program going to the panchayat level to create storage facilities, and for that is under the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund, cooperatives and individuals can create storage facilities at that level. So that is also a big program.
Absolutely. So we hope that Annadatas, our farmer brothers and sisters, prosper indefinitely and contribute in the glorious journey of a Viksit Bharat, and all the historic steps taken by the government contribute towards their welfare. Thank you so much for becoming a part of this program on the welfare measures for empowering our farmers.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on government's efforts for the empowerment of farmers. The participants were Harveer Singh, agriculture expert, and Vaibhav Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.